Good morning. A cool front passed by yesterday across interior New York and New England and brought a couple of showers and thunderstorms through the region, and we dried out overnight. So we're waking up this morning with partly cloudy skies and relatively muggy weather with areas of fog, many places in the upper 60s and lower 70s. We'll continue the trend with warm and humid air in place to begin the month of September, as high temperatures reach into the middle and upper 80s on average, with a few places, especially the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, reaching the 90-degree mark once again. It'll feel warmer through the afternoon with the humidity. As we head through the night tonight, it'll remain muggy, and temperatures will once again drop back into the 60s to around 70 for overnight lows. As we get into the day on Wednesday, a disturbance will pass by from the north. This could touch off an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, the weather pattern once again will be dominated by the large and hot ridge of high pressure in the Mid-Atlantic region as it nudges back to the north. Otherwise, we'll have hazy sun and humidity again on Wednesday, with high temperatures reaching to about 90. On Thursday, we'll watch the approach of the next cold front, with showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny. Out ahead of the front, highs will be in the middle and upper 80s. It'll cool down behind this front with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday, highs back to the middle and upper 70s. And despite mostly sunny skies on Saturday, we'll have comfortably cooler temperatures with highs in the lower to mid 70s. The next system will work its way toward us during the day on Sunday with a late day shower and a better chance of showers on Sunday night and Monday, with highs staying in the lower to mid 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center has issued hurricane warnings along the Gulf Coast from the mouth of the Pearl River to the Alabama-Florida border. Tropical Storm Gordon is located about 230 miles east-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River, a west-northwestward to northwestward motion with some decrease in forward speed is expected over the next few days. On the forecast track, the center of Gordon will move across the eastern Gulf of Mexico today and will approach the north-central Gulf Coast within the warning area late this afternoon or this evening, and move inland over the lower Mississippi Valley tonight or early tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is expected today, and Gordon is forecast to be a hurricane when it makes landfall along the north-central Gulf Coast. Rapid weakening is expected after Gordon makes landfall. Gordon is expected to produce rain totals of 4 to 8 inches over the western Florida Panhandle, southwest Alabama, southern and central Mississippi, southeastern and northeastern Louisiana, and southern Arkansas, with isolated maximum amounts of 12 inches through late Thursday. This rainfall will cause flash flooding across portions of these areas. The Hurricane Center is also issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Florence, located about 1,300 miles east-northeast of the Lesser Antilles. Florence is moving toward the west-northwest near 13 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days, followed by a turn toward the northwest on Friday. Maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected through tonight, but some weakening is forecast on Wednesday. Afterward, gradual strengthening is forecast through the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 52 degrees, with a northwest wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 31 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 73 degrees, the dew point 68, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.23 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny in the lower 90s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 94 degrees, the low 73. The average temperature 84, that's 17 degrees above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 56. The record high, 97 in 1929, and the record low, 37 in 1946. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:24 p.m., 13 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, hot and humid today, with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, an isolated thunderstorm near 90. Partly sunny with showers and storms Thursday in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s on Friday. Mostly sunny, mid-70s Saturday. Late-day showers and storms Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 70s, and a chance of showers on Monday in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.